to the extent that your agency is not providing access to the personal information requested, because the information cannot be readily retrieved, your notice or letter to the requester needs to advise the requester of that. To the extent that your agency does not hold the personal information requested, your notice or letter needs to advise the requester that it doesn't hold it. To the extent that your agency grants access to the personal information requested, your notice or letter to the requester needs to state how that information is to be made available, whether there's a charge and, if so, whether all or part of it needs to be paid in advance. If a charge is payable, your notice or letter also needs to state the requester's right to make a complaint to the Privacy Commissioner about it. After giving this notice and receiving any charge that's payable, your agency needs to make the information available to the requester. Note that, if you're a public sector agency, you cannot impose a charge unless authorized by the Privacy Commissioner. To the extent that your agency is relying on one or more grounds to refuse access to some of the personal information, your notice or letter to the requester needs to state the reason for the refusal, and the requester's right to complain about the refusal to the Privacy Commissioner. In certain situations, your notice or letter also needs to state the grounds in support of the reason for the refusal. The first situation where the grounds need to be stated is where the reason for the refusal is a reason in Section 50, regarding evaluative material, unless disclosing the grounds would prejudice the interests protected by Section 50. The second situation where the grounds need to be stated is where the reason for the refusal is other than that in Section 50, but the requester has asked you to disclose the grounds. In this situation, your notice or letter needs to state the grounds, unless disclosing the grounds would prejudice the interests protected by any of Sections 49, regarding protection of an individual or the public, 51, regarding security, defense or international relations, and 53, other reasons, or unless disclosing the grounds would prejudice the interests protected by Section 52, regarding trade secrets, and the reason for not disclosing those grounds is not outweighed by other considerations rendering it desirable in the public interest to disclose them. To the extent that your agency is neither confirming nor denying that it holds the information requested, your notice or letter to the requester needs to state that your agency neither confirms nor denies that it holds the personal information requested. It also needs to inform the requester of their right to make a complaint to the Privacy Commissioner about your agency's response. As to how to make the information available, note that the Privacy Act has some specific rules on how personal information in a document may be made available. There are various ways of doing it. Usually you need to provide the information in the way the requester prefers. Click below for more information on how personal information in a document may be made available.